Congratulations, congratulations for the new year, which will be filled with complete newness. On seeing his intense effort maker children, Bab Dada, on seeing all his children, is congratulating for the new year. The beginning of the new year, every child must have brought some newness. Must have had an aim of bringing newness in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships. In practical form. So that there is newness in the new year. You must have brought in your intellect that in the steps of effort you are bringing some or the other newness in you.
Purusha Dattika.
forward. An effort maker, the meaning of an effort maker is of course the one who is putting his steps forward, that is moving forward. So, Bhaktat watching that Bhaktata was noticing that how each child, whilst making efforts, was creating the elevated thought of moving forward. Oh, Baba Sri, you must have thought this for the new year. So, those who have made this determined thought in themselves that we will move forward, they raise their hand. Those at the back, I have you also raised your hand if you have really made the determined thought to move forward. Baba is looking around to see who have raised their hands.
Sangam Yug. Hey. Kadam.
The confluence age is the age for taking steps forward. You must have adopted a method or means for taking your steps forward for that. Whether for the self, the easiest and elevated method, so this easy and elevated method must have been your aim for moving forward.
Koi na koi. But
order to move forward, whether in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships. I have to take I have to keep the aim to take steps forward. The one who has kept this aim, raise your hand. The one who has kept this aim, raise your hand. It is good. You have raised your hand high, very well. And everyone laughs. Are those sitting at the back also raising their hand? Raise your hand high up. Baba is showing them how to raise their hand. You are raising your hand very well. One seeing your hand of effort raised, Baba is happy. Baba is happy on seeing your hand of effort raised. And if this is so, then your aim and your qualifications will remain alike. So, you must have made your plans in this way. You have made it, not that you have not. Bab Dada has seen it, that many children have made plans for the self. And Bab Dada is happy. Fulfill your aim and thereby gain qualifications for that. You will do that, won't you? You will do that, won't you? Bab Dada. According to the necessity, keeps looking at the accounts of the children and also gives the blessing that may you move forward. Bab Dada noticed
love
many have a very good aim. However, as they move along, some or the other circumstance comes in their way, and that loosens their aim, or that makes their aim weak. The aim they have kept is very good. And Bhav Dada is happy to see the aim they keep, but to move forward, keeping that aim in that, some difference is noticed. But still, Bhav Dada observed that the aim of majority is good. Now, the aim and the qualification necessary for that both should move forward simultaneously. To pay attention to this constantly, that is the need now. So now the need is to maintain the aim and the qualification needed for that to move along together simultaneously. You think and you should do it. So thinking and doing both should be together. This is necessary. Trivial matters do come, but these are like small papers, tests. These are like small tests. But to move forward, whilst being in those tests, in that you have to give more attention to this. Why? Because Bhav Dada has the record of each child. Just as you keep your own record, similarly, even Bhav Dada keeps looking at your record from time to time. Your aim is very good. At the time when you make the plan, you do it. you make that plan with great zeal and enthusiasm.
Take part of me.
However, after some time,
attention.
You have to also give attention to that. Because all of you know that in order to fulfill the aim, you do give a little bit of attention, but it's number wise. Therefore, where you stand, what number is yours, that also you understand. Baba has seen that your understanding is very good, but along with the understanding, you are also doing you are also doing good checking of that, but while moving along, some situations come in between, and thereby intense efforts thereby they change intense efforts into ordinary efforts. And Bab Dada, on seeing each and every child, and Bab Dada, on seeing every child, wants that your attention should be constant. Yeah, even if any situation comes, but your attention should not lessen, not reduce. Otherwise, Bab Dada has also observed that there are many children who have kept a very good aim, and they are also moving according to that aim. However, this word however comes. Time is waiting for you. Time is waiting for you. Your aim is good. Checking is also good. But from time to time, in between, some of these other situations pulls you towards itself. and the final result will be suddenly. There won't be a date fixed for that. Baba wants to Baba wants everyone to become number one in their efforts. Baba wants to see that every child is number one in their efforts. And Baba has noticed that every child is having that aim, but then sometimes, somewhere, they come in wrong company and they are influenced by laziness, carelessness of that company. You have experienced both, haven't you? Because such souls then think that they will be able to do it at the right time. So they think that at that time they will give the attention, but then the attention, how much attention is being given, that is noted, because more the time the attention is given, more will be your result. Because if there are breaks in between, then it can become a common result. It will become an ordinary result. But if it is intense all the while, then the result will be different. Because to make intense effort should be your nature. But here, sometimes it is intense, sometimes it is not intense. This becomes the nature. Baba wants that you should pay attention. You should look at yourself all the time. All the time. It should not be something ordinary. It should be intense. Now all of you are in the nest of the old ones. There are only few who are new, but majority of you are in the nest of the old ones in Gyan. final paper will be suddenly. No date will be fixed. You need to make your speciality become constant, because the paper, the test, doesn't come every time. It comes in between from time to time. Therefore, you have to keep attention all the time, because the paper can come any time. Yes, you do. Give attention, and to those who give attention constantly, Bap Dada puts them in the list of intense effort makers. They give attention, they pay attention, but then sometimes intense efforts, at other times the test comes, then in those tests, little bit difference comes in their stage. Therefore, Bap Dada, on seeing all the children, is of course happy to see that how the children day by day are definitely giving attention to the self. They are paying attention on the self. It's not that they leave paying attention to the self. It's not like that. They do pay attention on the self. But they are number wise. And Bap Dada gives attention when draws your attention when you come in a gathering, in a big group. But there is definitely a difference in the speed of the efforts of the children, and it is visible that some children are careless. They say it will take place, it will happen. It will be done. This is included in their thoughts. But Bap Dada wants
to make
Yes, of course, there are a few out of hundreds of thousands. And yes, they do pay attention, and it is necessary that they pay attention to and Bab Dada knows that in the final paper it will all happen suddenly. That the final paper will take place suddenly. The situations will also come in that way. This is why don't be slack in your checking. Bab Dada, whatever Bab Dada describes, you have to see to yourself and make sure that whether you are checking in that way or not. You do keep hearing Bab Dada saying it, don't you? What does Bab Dada want? At least that you have to pay attention to. So for that, at night before going to bed, there is need to check of the whole day, because you get tired when you are walking through the day. At that time you do think that you should give attention to the self, but then because of the tiredness, that tiredness pulls you. And you're not able to do it. Therefore, seeing the time, Bab Dada is drawing your attention again and again. Do not be careless in this task of paying attention to the self. Bab Dada, notices that the children are making their efforts in many ways. They are paying attention. It's not that they are very careless. But then the time will come suddenly. It can come at any time. This is why.
Just as when he was
there, things and also tells every child, attention please.
Or subject me.
In every subject, you should at least get pass marks.
Numbers.
At least get pass marks in each subject. If the number is not very high, that's another matter. But if the attention is there and the transformation is there, this is what you need to check. Whether attention is there, transformation is there, this is what you have to check and find out, make sure that there's no carelessness, because in carelessness it is said to happen, it will take place, not a big thing. But to say in this way is carelessness in paying attention. So, Bab Dada, is happy when he sees the efforts being done by majority of the children, but from time to time in between, Maya takes its chance in between. So on one hand, Bab Dada is also congratulating you for the efforts you are making, but and with that is also drawing your attention. Attention means no tension. Attention means no tension. Any type of tension that shouldn't be there. There should be full attention in every subject. It shouldn't come in the mind, well, if I'm not very good in this subject, it doesn't matter. But even one number less, one mark less, can do a lot of harm. Therefore, Bab Dada doesn't want that even one single child should do ordinary efforts. Each one should do intense efforts. This gathering, as it is happening now, takes place only sometimes. On seeing this gathering, and meeting Bab Dada in this way, you get the enthusiasm. But this enthusiasm should continue even in the future. But in that, minor situations they make the attention slack. So Bab Dada is happy. from time to time in between you do keep programs of meeting in big groups by meeting face to face, the zeal and enthusiasm increases. This even Bhaktada is noticing. Therefore, each one should consider yourself to be responsible and thereby do your own checking. And remain cautious on your own. Are all of you okay? Raise your hand if you are okay. Are you all okay? Bhaktada makes you, when Baba tells you to raise your hand, you all raise and Bhaktada is happy to see that. But then many children are very clever. They say, Baba, at that time I was okay. That's why I raised my hand. And that's true too. At that time you're okay now when you raise your hand, but then later on you're not. You say, but I raised my hand because I was okay at that time. But you are the ones who are to meet others also move forward. If you say we are okay, that's fine, you say you're okay. That Bhaktada also knows that you're okay. But this certificate should be constant that I'm okay. That is, you have to pay so much attention on yourself all the time. Then what will happen if you pay attention on yourself all the time? Then Bhaktada will be happy and you yourself, the one who is making efforts, will also be happy with the efforts. And then your companions, your cooperative hands, even they will be happy. So Bhaktada is happy when you raise your hand. When you raise your hand, Bhaktada thinks that at least even if you are not okay, but if you raise your hand, then you will get the strength for the future at least. So that's fine if you raise your hand. You yourself will understand. Now for example, tomorrow someone has to face a test. Some paper comes, then the thought will come, no, I raised my hand yesterday in front of Baba, but now this test paper has come. And then you will correct yourself and move forward because you raised your hand today. So this is what Bhaktada wants from you. That every child, just as now you are sitting face to face, sitting so close, you are very happy. Similarly, in the final stage also, you should be as happy as you are now. You have to pass in every day, everything. Pass. Staying pass. Passing in everything and making past this past. Not I will think. No. It is past. You are past. That's what you have to be. So what do you think? You will pass, won't you? Or you are doubting yourself, pass or not? Those who think that now we will surely pass very well. Raise your hand. Wow, Baba is saying very good. Yeah, you Papa is very happy to see all of you raising your hand. It looks so good. You have the enthusiasm. But there are the minor things, trivial matters, which become obstacles. So you have to make effort to finish these things. You do think about it, that it will not happen in the future, but still it takes place. It happens according to the result up to now. Those who think that from now onwards this transformation will be permanent, I will definitely be transformed, they raise their hand. You're raising your hand so well that you make Bhaktada so happy. Yes, it's very good. So Bhaktada is with you and therefore your hand also cooperates with you. Because Bab Dada is with you. But you have to keep Bab Dada with you all the time. This is only for 2 hours that Bab Dada is with you here now. But it should be always. So just keep the experience of being with Baba all the time. Don't consider yourself to be alone. Keep Baba Dada with you all the time. Now, next time, till next time Bhaktada meets you, you will remember this, won't you? Now raise 2 hands in this, that you will always remember this, whatever Bhaktada has said today. Raise both your hands. So every day at night before going to bed, keep Baba Dada in front of you and give your result to Baba. At that time also you raise your hand and give and make Baba Dada happy. There should be no mistake committed, neither in thoughts, nor words, nor actions. Can this be possible? So no mistake is committed, either in thoughts, words, actions. Raise your hand in this. You Bhaktar are happy that you raised your hand in this. However, when anything happens, then at that time, your companions, all those who are effort makers, you should tell them. And then give them a promise. Okay, you may not give a promise to anyone else, but at least you can promise yourself, keeping Baba in front of you. You make a promise, keeping Baba in front of you, and promise to yourself. Because in the result, even the period, the amount of time you were okay, even that is counted. Being good sometimes is fine, but then in the final marks, the amount of time you were good is also seen, will also be seen. That will also be accounted for. Therefore, every night before going to bed, remember this gathering and the hand you raised in this gathering, and remember that you have raised your hand, that you will bring a permanent transformation. Or did you say, I will think? You raised your hand for permanent transformation, is it not? So those who are really courageous to do this, that from today onwards, whatever you have thought of becoming complete, perfect, that will remain constant, eternal. Can this be possible? Past is past. Now, at this time, in front of the whole gathering, on seeing yourself, all of you are seeing, don't think that others are watching me, but just see yourself in front of Bhaktada and make a promise to Baba. Baba saw you and you saw Baba, and the Baba knows about the promise. That's all. Don't think of anybody else. Can this be possible? The one who has this courage? Because if for any reason some obstacle comes, because reasons do come, but let it be any reason, I will not leave my seat of completion, perfection. Raise your hand in this. Okay. Okay, congratulations. Now, anyone who did not raise your hand, that one will feel ashamed, no? This is why Baba will not tell such ones to raise their hand. But then, if the enthusiasm is there and you raise your hand, that you will do it, come what may, raise your hand. Why did Baba make you raise your hand? Actually, Baba knows everything, what the result will be. But by making you raise your hand, you get help from it. Because this hand when you raise now will help you. Because in the midst of such a big gathering you raised your hand. It's not a small thing. This is why what is the meaning of transformation? Okay, you promised by raising your hand, by saying it in words. Okay, this promise which you have made. But, and if you still don't do it, then you will come in the line, means it will be visible. Then, if something happens, then back then remember, I had raised my hand in the midst of the gathering. Because now you are raising your hand, Baba will be happy. But then, at that time too, you remember it and change. That is also very important. So, if any situation comes, remember that you had raised your hand. Then you get help. So, by remembering this, you will experience the help from Bab Dada. Because in the midst of so many brothers and sisters, you promised yourself in the heart and that will help you. Because Bab Dada wants that every child, whoever is present here at this time in this hall, of course you have kept the courage. You do want to become that, otherwise why would you raise your hand? Whose will see if you are not raising your hand? But you do raise your hand, you think about it, you keep the courage, and you have to keep watering that courage. But what you do, you make a promise and then forget about it, but you have to keep watering that promise. You have to remember it all the time. See, such a big gathering this is. Bab Dada is of course in front of you, but so many Brahmins in front of Bab Dada. So each one, in the midst of all the Brahmins, you raise your hand so that they have a strong impact on you. It's not that you don't want to. You raise your hand means you do want to change. So, if you want to change and you raise the hand for that, then it is possible. Not that it is not possible. So, as it is possible, you should make it more strong in you. You should have the determined thought, yes, I will become. It's you who are going to become. Who else is going to become? It's you who are going to become, is it not? Therefore, keep faith in yourself that we will surely do what we have said, what we have said. It's okay, is it not? It's right? Even otherwise it is said that one cannot forget what he has said. So if anything happens at any time, you remember, I have said this, I have done this. Now also you say, we will do it, because you want to do it, is it not? You want to do it, and that's why you are saying it. So you have to make a determined thought in yourself, bring this scene at Amrit Vela in your mind and see what thought you created. See, so many brothers and sisters are here and they're all happy to see each one of you. You have given happiness to so many souls. You raised your hand and everyone was happy, is it not? That means you give happiness to so many brothers and sisters. So don't forget that you give happiness to so many brothers and sisters. You can't remember this, can't you? Can you remember this? That I was in such an atmosphere and I experienced this. Transformation has to take place, is it not? Even there, you will not stay together if the transformation is not there. You will stay far away. Will you like it to stay far away? Okay, in golden age, you won't even come to know who is who. But then at the end, in the result, when you will come to know that what each one's number is, then what will be your result? That time also you won't like it. Therefore, make a determined thought. Situations will come. You know it. You are experienced in it. You have to do it. You have to become complete, perfect. Keep this faith. I have to become it. This is your aim. All those who are sitting here, see so many are here. And so this is the aim of all of you, is it not? That I have to become perfect. So every night, check. Are my qualifications according to my aim? I've raised my hand. So am I really that what I've raised my hand for? Check yourself. Let anybody else check or not, but you can check for yourself. Are all of you happy? How happy are you? How happy? How much? Baba is asking, how much? So don't lose your happiness. Though it is the end of Iron Age, but still you should always be happy. You are happy and you will always stay happy. Okay, did Baba say? Alright? Was he right when he said that you are happy and you will always remain happy? Now in this way, in this you can raise both hands. I am happy and I will always be happy. anything happens, then the teachers, the sisters, you have to, you can ask in the class that you all raise your hand, and therefore you have to remain firm in this, because in golden age too you have to stay together, or you want to be separated. You want to be together, is it not? You will rule together, you will stay together. You don't want to be separated, do you? This is why always remember that the company we are experiencing now is going to stay for half a kalpa. After that, whatever may happen, but for half a kalpa we will stay together. And those who have faith in the intellect, what they think, that right from the beginning till the end we will be together in different forms. Bap Dada doesn't want any child to be separated. Every child should remember, I am together, I will be together, we are together, we will be together, and we will rule together. It is good. Bap Dada loves a big gathering. And in this way, in Satyug also, if you will be equal, then there too you will keep meeting in this way. You will meet each other, you will go to each other. So all of you are companions, aren't you? Are you called companions? Raise your hand if you think all of you are companions of each other. It is good. So your companions, and you will stay together, it will be so good. Of course, you will be staying separately, but then that love will enable, will be together. The dress will change, the body will change, but the mind won't change, the soul won't change. Body will change. The dress will change, but the mind won't change. Okay. Baba is saying, okay, we will meet again. But
Baba, तो आपके साथ नया वर्ष मनाना है.
Baba, we are to celebrate New
Year
with you. नया वर्ष
मनाना है, candle lighting करनी है,
candle lighting ceremony, cake cutting
और अभी गुजरात वाले आए हैं, सेवा का है, गुजरात वालों का है. 15,000 गुजरात के भाई बहने आए हैं.
15,000 have come from Gujarat.
सभी गुजरात वाले उठ के खड़े होंगे.
All Gujarat stand up.
बैठ जाइए बाबा कहते हैं
बाबा से We have some exercise.
आवाज नहीं करिए गुजरात वाले.
Gujarat is more, it's better now, it's good. Gujarat has one speciality.
No, आवाज नहीं करो.
Gujarat has one speciality. One speciality of Gujarat is that not only are you together physically but also in the heart you are together. If there is any necessity and the order comes, Gujarat comes immediately to help. There's a number is more. This also is a good fruit of service. Quantity is more in Gujarat of our children.
बाबा डबल विदेशी भाई बहन आए हैं. डबल फॉरेनर, डबल विदेशी भाई बहन आए हैं. 500 है डबल फॉरेनर, और उसमें सिंधी ग्रुप भी है, यूथ भी है और बच्चे भी हैं. सभी खड़े होंगे डबल फॉरेनर, सिंधी भाई बहन भी खड़े होंगे.
सिंधी ऑल प्लीज, ऑल डबल फॉरेनर स्टैंड अप.
बाबा ये डबल विदेशी हैं, फॉरेनर्स हैं, फॉरेनर्स डबल विदेशी.
डबल फॉरेनर्स रेज योर हैंड. डबल फॉरेनर्स रेज योर हैंड. द चिल्ड्रन आर सिंगिंग.
कोई बात नहीं, खत्म हो गया.
Baba is remembering Gujarat. Gujarat is closed and you become good companion. Baba is thinking of Gujarat. Baba is not seeing. Double foreigners are here and the Sindhi group and the children, youth. Okay, you may sit down. So all now Baba wants to see the double foreigners again. Of course, you originally are from Bharat, but you are now living abroad. Okay, now you stand up. Because at that time Window Gujarat was standing, so it was too much confusion. Now Baba told them to sit and now only double foreigners stand up. The children are singing song.
Baba, children.
Children raise your hand. Little children raise your hand. Sing loudly. Children, raise your hand. Yeah. Why is Shashi been going away? Baba is saying only Gujarat. I don't know why Shashi Ben is
there. सभी डबल विदेशी भाई बहन बैठेंगे अंदर मुरली चलाई वरदान दिए
बाबा के
अभी बाबा यादगार देना है मैं जाती हूँ
Okay.
He's been silent.
Now Baba wants everybody to be silent for 1 minute. It should be as if there's no one in the hall. Complete silence. To all the children everywhere. This happiness all the children have, this joy all the children have.